Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. There's nothing more rewarding than selling what you love and making money while you're doing so. Here now to tell us about her favorite niche is our very own Betsy Bolger. She and her husband, John, are known on eBay as Monjot. And when it comes to their favorite best-selling items, they literally walk the walk. Because, Betsy, where did you get your passion for Converse's, Chuck Taylor's All-Star sneakers?
I used to wear them in the 70s and 80s to go out dancing. And I had a really wonderful group of friends I used to dance with over the years. Then we began losing them all through AIDS in the late 80s. And it seemed to me that the sneakers became kind of a symbol of them, of the friendship of the people we'd lost. And so I started buying them on eBay, looking for auctions that weren't listed well or that were undervalued. And I started going to outlet stores and collecting them, you know, just buying up whatever size they had in the cool styles. And before I knew it, I had like this inventory that I needed to do something with. And I had joined eBay in 2000. So as my last, to earn my last badge for Camp eBay before leaving for eBay Live 2004, I listed my first item. And when I got back from eBay Live 2004, I started listing Converse.
So what makes this particular sneaker brand, this Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star, so iconic?
Well, for one thing, it's a very old brand. It's been around since, actually, the first ones were created, the forerunner of what's become the Chuck Taylor All-Star was created in 1917 as a soccer shoe. And Chuck Taylor came on the scene in 1921 and in 1932, after he did some biomechanical engineering on the shoe to make it more comfortable and functional and perform better, they put his name on it. And it has not changed its design since 1949. And they just became beloved by hipsters and musicians and artists and rockers. The Rolling Stones wore them on tour in the 70s. There's actually some Rolling Stones logoed Chuck Taylors out there that are worth quite a bit of money. They just became a thing. And because they haven't changed in so long and they're so all-American, Chuck Taylor literally went coast to coast giving basketball clinics and giving out boxes of shoes from the trunk of his car. And so they became what everybody grew up with in gym class, and the pros played in them. And they're just the most all-American and well-known and best-selling sneaker brand ever.
So Chuck Taylor is a shoe designer or an athlete?
No, he's an athlete. He actually was, he played in his first semi-pro games as a 17-year-old for the Akron Firestones, which was a company team. And they didn't have a National Basketball League yet, so he was kind of ahead of his time with that. But he joined Converse as a salesman in 1921 and became the coach of their team, which was called the Converse All-Stars. They used to play against other company teams.
I see.
And so later during World War II, he was also a coach for the Army team.
So what do you look at in terms of resale value when you're considering a purchase of a pair of old Converse?
Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, Chuckies.
Well, the first thing you want to look at is made in USA. You want to look for that on the heel tag and on the insole. It'll say, if it says made in USA, you've got something good. Because Converse took their manufacturing overseas in about 2000, 2001. And the overseas Converse, they have some wonderful collaborations, which are valuable, with other designers, which we could talk about in a few minutes. But the old original made in USA Converse are the most valuable. And you can tell their age by the heel tag, because the ones from the 50s, the ones 350s had a red heel tag. The ones from the 50s had a blue heel tag. In the 60s and 70s, it became a black heel tag. And from the 1980s on, they're a white heel tag. You can also recognize them by the ankle logo, because the oldest ones are monochromatic with Chuck Taylor's signature inside the star. And from the 60s on, they're red, white, and blue with Chuck Taylor's signature outside the star.
Oh.
So when you find the old ones, an old pair of training high tops, which are weighted to train in to help you jump higher when you take them off, those went for $1,900 recently.
Jeez.
Oh,
well,
my.
I got to go. I have to go to Savers. Sorry, yeah, I'll be back in a while.
So if they're marked made in USA, that's good?
That's excellent. Yes.
Okay.
And overseas people adore these shoes. It's funny because they're made now in Malaysia and Thailand, but the majority of our customers come from Malaysia, Thailand, and Japan.
Did you do a guide?
Made in USA Converse.
Did you do a guide?
Yes, I did.
And unfortunately, they're going away.
Yeah, make sure you copy.
Not an eBay guide. I did it in the Home Run guide that Janelle Elms came out with a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah. This particular sneaker, so you say it hasn't changed much over the years, so the way we determine any given pair's approximate age and value is by what you said just a moment ago with all the different color things and everything?
Yeah.
The heel tag and the ankle patch, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm at a thrift store. I'm at a thrift store, and I find a pair of these grungy old Chuck Taylor high tops, and they're marked made in the USA. What's my next? Should I just buy them?
Well, you probably should, because here's the cool thing about Converse. You can throw them in the washing machine. So if they're a little grungy, that's fine. Just toss them in your washing machine with some towels to pad the washer. I wash them with like ivory soap or a mild detergent. Use some tough stuff on the rubber, and they will clean up a treat. They will look brand new when you get them out of there. And when you wash them, leave the laces in, but hang them up by the laces so the laces don't shrink, so they stretch out again.
Oh.
In the drying process. You don't want to throw them in your dryer. They'll beat the heck out of your dryer. You just want to set them out away from direct sun to dry.
And hang them by the...
Hang them by the laces.
The laces. And
keep the laces stretched out.
Okay.
That is really interesting.
So buy them up, Griff, no matter what.
Well.
And then call Betsy. Take a picture and call Betsy.
Okay.
I'll be your consultant. Snap me a phone picture while you're in the store. Just text me.
So why do you consider eBay to be the best marketplace for collectible and or unique items? And I know you do.
For one thing, I have 10,000 feedbacks as a buyer. So I have personally found a lot of those collectible and unique items. And the other reason, all kidding aside, is because eBay is the best place to find the people who love what you love. And it's the place to find not only what you're looking for, but the things you didn't know existed.
Oh.
It's wonderful. It's unique among e-commerce sites in that factor.
Do you have any listed right now that we can look at?
I do not, but I would recommend, I would like to direct you to the sold items for Converse Chuck Taylors. Just so you can see the kind of things that are selling and how much they're going for.
Okay.
Our store is on vacation since John got sick. We have not reopened. We're planning to reopen before eBay open.
Oh, okay.
Is our goal. And we'll have at least 100 listings up before we reopen.
Yeah, you've been going through some
Converse
issues also, like Griff has. And oh, we all have. And CJ, too, with MJ, you know.
We all have our turn at caregiving, and it's a rough job, yep. But we do it for love.
Yes.
And it's really not all that rough when you consider the source, when you consider who you're doing it for.
Any bonus tips for us today, Betsy?
Yes, definitely. As well as looking for the vintage Converse at Chuck Taylor All-Stars, look for Jack Purcell's with their vintage. Those were named for a badminton player from Canada who moved to the U.S. and became world champion. And they have they're recognizable by the smile on the toe. They have like a little curved, engraved like line in the rubber that has a contrasted color in it. That's so that when you serve, your foot is more stable. Those are worth a lot of money if they're vintage. And also look for Converse collaborations like the Sony Converse or Converse and Coca-Cola collaborations. They had the Converse with Coca-Cola emblems on them. They have the Sony Converse. They have, let's see. They did them with Club de Garçon. They've got all kinds of collaborations out there. You could Google them. And those are limited edition, and they sell for quite a bit of money.
Now, I'm noticing when I put Chuck Taylor All-Stars into Google, okay? And I see that mm-hmm. there are so many. So are you talking about the high-top ones? Is there anyone in particular?
The high-top one that you want is the All-Star. The classic one with the toe cap and the outsole has got a bumper on it around the toe. There's a bumper and then there's rubber all the way around the outside of it down at the where it meets the sole. That's what you want to look for. The ones with the Chuck Taylor logo on them.
Okay.
I'm looking at some for sale right now. There's a pair of Bernard King signed Converse shoes for $15,000.
Yes, that's the other thing to look for. Yes, look for celebrity autographs. Those are a lot of fun.
And then there's a Nate Lohman Converse Chuck Taylor size 12 for $5,500. I'm going to look at some sold listings. Here's a pair of Converse the Riddler Batman DC comic shoes They sold for $4,449.
The original 1980s Converse Batman and Joker shoes, the Joker shoes glow to the dark. They are so great, and they sell for a ton of money. And you can actually find them as telephones also.
And they glow in the dark.
The Joker ones do, yes. The other thing about Converse, when you list them, you want to put the title in your title, you want to put the size, both for men and for women.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it's two sizes different. So like a 6 for a man is an 8 for a woman. So just put 6M, 8W. And that covers it. And in your listing, inside your listing, put the European and the Asian and the UK sizes as well in your item specifics.
So I used to have a pair of Converse Gold Lame, but they're not worth that much. These were from the 80s, though. They were pretty cool.
Those are the disco ones.
They were my disco shoes in the 80s when I could get away with wearing flats. I can't wear flats anymore, but and I know someone who has a very rare pair of Converse that has eBay on them.
Really? Yes, I do, and they are my most favorite Converse in the whole world.
Oh no, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
They are so wonderful. In fact, they're hanging up upstairs where I can see them all the time. They're decorative as well as functional.
They are. They've got the eBay colors. They got the eBay logo. They're Converse. Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more?
On the back of my front door, I have my oldest Converse. They're a pair of silk high tops that were worn by women's basketball players back in the 30s.
Wow, I want to see those.
Betsy, this has been fun.
Thank you. This segment was sponsored by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Why don't you tell us what you like to sell that's rare and unusual at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Easter falls on April 1st this year, and you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this springtime retail moment. List your most spring fresh inventory, such as anything flowered, pink, yellow, or green. Then hop on over to Promotions Manager and create some spring marketing campaigns. Send a codeless coupon for X% off certain items to repeat buyers and your store newsletter subscribers. If you don't usually offer free shipping, try it on selected listings. Consider bundling slow-moving or related items. If you're top-rated and or an Anchor Store subscriber, you've just received your Q2 promoted listing credit. So consider putting that to good use as well. Now get ready for an Easter parade of shoppers.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Listen while you list.